It's something that the community have been waiting on for years and years, and I just recently put another question back into the council there, and I've been doing this obviously for years, but I got confirmation today that it's progressing very well. We obviously secured funding back in 2022 to appoint a consultant to design play space within the park, and this will be part of the overall park. The council purchased this land some years ago, and then it was a matter of getting design work done. Now we have part of planning on, we have that done that back as well in 2021, and then say in 2022 we applied for funding to get a design. That designer has been appointed, he's in place now, that's GM Designs. And another welcome is that the fact that under the new National Peace Plus program, Donegal has been allocated 500,000 for each MD. Now these projects have to be verified by the department and the minister, but we've been shortlisted now. The only one within the MD is for 500,000 for the park. So that's all the confirmation we got today. And as I say, this will deal with part of the town park. So we're working here basically with a large area, and it'll be basically like a blank canvas. So we have every opportunity now to get it right, and certainly be looking forward to what ideas the consultant comes up with, and also the feedback that comes from the public, because we have been emphasising the need. You just don't need to have sort of playgrounds that are accessible to disabled people and other people. You actually make them for disabled people. Let's say ordinary people like you and me can actually access it. It's the other way about. And particularly in this area of East Donegal, you have so many cases of young children and people like that with having autism and sensory issues, so that we need to bear that in mind. So it's a large area. This part has been earmarked for, say, a town playground, which will benefit the entire Lyfordston North area from Castlefin, Lyford, Glenfin. So it's a public park, and within that there'll be various phases to go along. So this is phase one, and I very much welcome the confirmation today of all the different parts from Donegal County Council, and obviously people like Gary Martin, Liam Ward, Paddy Doherty, and the rest of the team. They have been working very hard over the years. It's been very slow, but a lot of these big ticket projects do take time, and you have a lot of consultation to do, and then you've obviously get it designed, and then you have to wait for the money. So very much welcome today's news and responses from the council.
And these such developments, these kind of parks, are great for the local communities, and it also retains people in the area. So, say, having to travel to Letterkenny to avail of such a facility.
Yeah, well, I approached Gary Martin at the time, and he was the Director of Economic and Tourism and Director about buying this. And like part of his remit is tourism as well. And while we have great hotels and shops like McElhenney's and everything else, you know, we need things to entertain families and people as well to stay in the area. We don't have the beaches, but we have great walks, we have great outdoor. We have probably the most unique forest in Ireland when you take in the wildlife, the fauna, and you combine that then with the nature of the trees and the river and everything else. It's quite unique, and we've issued a number of booklets to the Tay Towns a few years ago. So it's a matter of bringing all that together and helping to market it for the people who live in the town, first of all, and the district, as I say, the MD district. And also the visitors who come on every day to shop and stay at the weekends and the football and everything else. But it's also too, it'll help bring the tourists into the town, because Balbofeist North is probably the best located in the town in the county for people to come, because you can visit all of our 12, 13 blue flag beaches within an hour's drive. Whereas if you stay in any other end of the county, it could take you a couple of hours to go from, say, Anishowen to Rosneila or Bundoran to Anishowen. Where if you stay in Balbofeist North, with all these facilities and new facilities, you can spend an hour. And apparently that is the optimal time to put a family in a car or young children, you know, before they sort of the journey appears too long. So it's well located. We're not on the Wild Atlantic Way, which is unfortunate. but there are other assets there, and we need to highlight that, and we need more investment like this. But this is certainly very welcome, and it's not just myself, all of the members in the VND, we have all waited very patiently for this to come along and this news. So it's great to have definite news, definite plans, and funding that's earmarked for the project, because this park at Drumbo has been talked about for at least maybe 20 years or more.